Yo tengo que evitar a veces para no ser tan inteligente. Also, I'm very good memory for myself, and I will remember that for a long time.
Congrats on a great run. I'm just wondering, thinking about that kid who earlier this summer is on a challenger board having a hard time putting wins together, and then what happened this week? Does it seem like two different people, or are you the same guy all along?
I would say the same guy, but with different mentality, definitely. I worked a lot on mentality, to be able to stabilize myself, to trying to put my mind stronger than my emotions, and I think that would be important to succeed at a high level. And I think that I would have to be this kind of group to make it to the high level.
I could just follow up. Could you take us into the moment in the hallway before the match when you presented Yannick with the birthday gift? Just tell us what that significance is.
It's his birthday, so I had to give him a little something. So I was like, okay, so I was thinking last night, you know, what should I do to him? So I was thinking, I was like, but wait, I think I still have some Pokemon cards that I got from France. So I was like, okay, why not give him the Pokemon cards? He's like, just me, you know, I'm a Pokemon card collector. I think this is like perfect gift. I mean, even though it was my birthday, I was so happy that someone gave me a Pokemon card. So I was like, okay, why not just give him like a very nice Pokemon card? So I was waiting for him on the hallway before the match.
First set, obviously with tiebreaker, you guys were battling out open plays, school break play in that first set. Then the second set, it just seemed like you kind of lost energy, or just it didn't quite go the way you wanted. Can you walk us through what happened when you finished it?
I think that it was just he took all the responsibility in the second set. Yeah, I think that I let him a little bit play his game, just like 1%, and when he played the world number one, all of it. So I fought really hard on the first set to be able to keep my serve, try to break, but at the same time, I didn't feel like I had a lot of occasion for that, especially after the match with Alex. My body was feeling a little bit tired, to be honest, and on the second set, I was feeling a little bit better than me.
But they also seem to be wearing a red hat.
I was invited to the game who happened last night, is that right? It was last night, today. Yeah. So I had the chance to go with the few fans that were there. If you want, you can go there, but I had a certain time on the trigger. So unfortunately, I didn't get the chance to the game, but next year, hopefully, I will have the chance to go. Sorry?
The play tonight in the month.
Yeah, but that will have to do the game. So I will have to do that soon as possible.
Okay, so we have Pokemon, Minecraft, Fortnite.
Yeah.
You're a pro tennis player. As writers were writing about you, who are you? How do you sum yourself up?
So I'm a tennis player, but not only. I do collect Pokemon cards. I'm a big fan of the Japanese culture with anime and the Japanese school. Also, I do play a lot of video games, Fortnite, Minecraft, Call of Duty, obviously a lot, especially when I like the competition on every single thing that I'm doing in life. I just do like simple things like, you know, I do have three cats, wonderful cats, they're waiting for me at home. I like also very beautiful coffee places. I'm always searching for like coffee places when I play on the corner. Trying to keep a little routine. And yeah, I'm fascinated about the world that we live in, space, universe. I think that we have put that on the terms prior that I put last time on camera. I'm not only a tennis player, I'm also someone who has some interest a little bit about a lot of things outside of tennis.